Episode 4, Please Don't Argue With Facts Podcast. It's your host, Chad with Do Right. Can't do no wrong. We got my man Corey Moore with here.
Can't do no wrong.
Can't do no wrong, my man.
What's going on, my guy?
Man, we good, man. It's man, a little
been a little delayed, like what, 2 weeks?
I know it, man. You
a little 2 week delay.
But we back like we never left.
Exactly. You know.
You was over there kicking in it. On the West Coast, boy.
I had an adventurous 2 weeks, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was all right. You know what I'm saying? In the hills.
Look like you was living high and mighty with her, boy.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's cool to live like a celebrity.
See how the other side. You know, see how the other side feel like for a minute.
You know, just when you get back on that plane.
Y'all want that bird commitment to see me,
boy. But reality started setting in, like.
That plane ride hit different. That plane ride hit different when you come back to Mississippi.
Look, you ever say, you know, I ain't never been on cocaine or nothing, but you know, as we was at the come down, I kind of figured probably a little bit along them lines.
It came on down.
No, yeah. So, but it was cool, man. Yeah. Real cool, man. Got a chance to see a lot of things. Of course, you know, the night before I left.
Right.
Like the night before I left, the night Nipsey Hussle was killed out there, man. It was crazy because I seen somebody post something on, I think it was Instagram, that was like, being in LA right now feels like being in the home of a dead person.
Mm.
Like, because it's like so much stuff you see that reflect that person in the city. Like, you know, they ain't there. They, you know, it's
just everybody kinda, morning.
Yeah, everybody yeah. morning and things like that right there. It's like being in on that repass and you in their home and shit like that. So, yeah, it was. And I, somber but good but
yeah.
Good.
And I didn't listen to a lot of Nipsey music, I'm not gonna lie. But I guess for the younger generation, cause somebody said, man, like this hurt me. I never felt this way about a celebrity, you know, like a musician dying. And I said, well, and I had to realize like he wasn't around, like he don't remember when Pac and Biggie got killed.
Yeah, yeah.
So for him, this is his Pac and Biggie.
Yeah.
And I said, man, you know, I just remember when Pac got killed, like Biggie my favorite rapper.
Yeah.
But I remember when Pac got killed, it hit me a little harder.
Yeah.
Cause what he meant to our culture.
Exactly.
So I feel like Nip probably hit a lot of people hard, even if they didn't know the music, cause of what he meant to the culture.
Yeah. Especially LA. And then like what like I didn't like I remember when Nip got in the game. I remember he was on a song back like it was years ago. It was like him and French Montana, Wiz Khalifa, and Big Sean. They did a song and I heard him then. I'm like, okay, he cool. And I didn't really like really check back with him, and then like I say about 3 years ago. I just start getting like little stuff, you know, YouTube start popping off and like I'm looking at the little bit, like, damn, I'm start checking up on, like, you know. And I remember he did the album, the Proud to Play album, paid $100 per, you know what I'm saying, copy. And like I remember doing that. But then I started listening to the music. I'm like, damn, he started dropping singles for the newer project, the Victory Lap. And like, okay, I'm sold. And like I must have put like, everybody I knew, I tried to put him on Nipsey. Like, dog, y'all gotta listen to this.
He had $100 album?
He dropped a Crenshaw. It was Crenshaw. Oh, it was a mailbox man. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Crenshaw. He dropped a. It was like because his Victor Lap was his first official album. Like the other stuff like the mailbox money Crenshaw. Those were like just mixtapes. But he sold the mixtape. He had print like I think it was 1,000 mixtapes. I can't remember how many it was. But it was so many, and he sold it for $100 a piece. It's called Proud to Pay. He still eventually put like put out for free. But he just wanted to see who rocked with him.
Right.
And, like, he actually, people spending $100. He did, like, in-store signing $100 copies, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, Jay-Z bought, like, 10 copies of it. Because he was just impressed with how he was, you know what I'm saying, what he did, you know?
So, hey, y'all, I'm finna come out with a $100 mixtape. It's called, I'm Too Old for This Shit. I'm too old for this shit. Be on lookout. Coming out of Trump near you. Coming out of Trump near you. I'ma see who really down. When I ask y'all every day, are y'all still down? I'ma see who really down. Yeah, here.
Come with $100, y'all. Who got the 100?
Yeah, but RIP Nip, man. One thing I did like, I saw the community coming together, like people having like visuals and things like that coming together. And I see like murals and somebody did a basketball court for him, man.
The basketball court they just did.
So RIP Nip.
And like one thing I felt it was just disrespectful.
Uh oh. I already know where you finna go.
Like I know what you think, but it's something else. I've been seeing so many non-marathon shirts and non-marathon clothing. It's like, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
We got to do better, man. Like, and the stuff is inexpensive. Like, it ain't like it's so high that you can't afford it. Like, yeah.
I think they said T.I. and Game.
Like, T.I. broke the register twice at the store.
Yeah.
The night before the funeral. Like, he broke the register twice.
I guess the only thing is, like, will y'all support him this way when he was alive?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I look at it like. Why does somebody have to die?
Die for you to go. And, yeah, you know what I mean? I don't, like, that's why I always, I say this from the top, though. Like, I never understood the reason why people, like, why guys, like, in the gang like that, they come up, right? They come from the trenches. Then they go and try to look a certain way. Like, they go buy Balenciagas and Gucci and all this stuff right here.
Right.
When these folks don't give a damn about you.
No, they don't.
They don't give a damn about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be promoting your, like, they could have been promoting the Marathon brand. They right. could have been promoting anybody else stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like I respect T.I. I can see I got his own little clothing line and stuff, but they could have been promoting other people's stuff and buying out the stores and stuff like that. Like, you have to wait to support somebody because they're no longer a threat to you.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's cool to like Nipsey when he was alive, but he was a kind of a threat because y'all in the same kind of field. Mm. That's how they looked at it. You could tell that's how they looked at it. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as he died, it's like, oh, let me jump on some of this juice. Because
he's not a threat anymore.
Yeah, he's not a threat anymore. You know? So, and that's how I kind of see it. That's how it kind of looked to me.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm riding that way. Yeah. Now, I saw Kodak Black, man.
I didn't even want to get no in.
See?
And like, I didn't, to me,
It's egregious. It's messed up what he said, like, but it's just that it's on camera. A lot of dudes probably said the same thing.
But it's like it's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah. Why are you recording that? Like, who recorded that and put that out there though?
This me like, haven't you learned enough from being on live on Instagram? Yeah. Didn't you get arrested while you was online because your kid was in the room? They said they had guns and drugs and stuff, and they bust on your door and arrested you, and like took you back to jail. Like, haven't you learned enough from going live?
But then,
I know some, you know, dudes probably think that, like, oh, man, you know. But then he said it. And then it wasn't even a problem what he said. It's like, all right, little bro, you tripping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when these people, like, in mourning and grieving about this guy, like, they look like, in grief, you know, the first thing is, like, with anger. Like, you mad. Like, you want to take it out on somebody.
Right.
And, like, for you to go there and do that right there, and then when they come at you, you get upset. Like, and then you try to apologize. It wasn't really an apology. Yeah. Like, that's what don't make me go, man. You
apologize. Apologize to bruh. Come on, that's all you got?
An old girl, but I didn't disrespect you.
Yeah.
How you know? Like, you know. Like,
right. Nah. I mean, see, this is my thought on it, though. A lot of dudes be plotting on their homeboy.
Anyway.
Yeah. And I don't think they were homeboys. He just, you know what I'm saying? But it's just one of your peers, one of your rap peers. Yeah. A lot of dudes be plotting anyway, man. Yeah. But it's the fact that he verbalized it after this dude had just passed.
He wasn't even in the ground.
You know what I mean? And then, like, if you say it, man, like, who recorded and decided to put it on the internet?
It was on IG Live. So anybody could record you. I appreciate people that it's blog site to just start recording as soon as you go live anyway. Just right. Scary. You do try to delete it.
Everybody with the iPhone.
They still got it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, they gonna he was going live on IG. Like, that's what I'm saying. You got to control your narrative, man. Don't be out here just doing stuff just because you can do it. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, with the situation with him, I think it's just a tumbleweave of everything he said and done over the past couple of months.
Yeah.
The thing he said about Tupac, the stuff he said about Wayne. It's like, it's all these things to put collectively. Then you do this, and like people just been ready to get you up out of here.
See, I think it's like, he's so known for trolling now. Or people think he's trolling. So he just kind of riding that wave. Like, I got to be known for saying something that's salacious, that's like going to have all the blogs and the websites.
I don't even think. I just need to say some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
See, that's, and I think people just like, we tired of this dude, man. Get him up out of here. Cause like you've been so irresponsible and reckless with how you speak. Like when you told Lil Wayne should have died when he was a baby or before he was born, and you said the name about Tupac, Biggie, and Nas, and like people like you got but you doing a little too much. Like, slow down.
And you coming against some iconic people. You ain't done enough.
You ain't been here long enough, brother.
We'll take that from Nas when he dropped Ether.
Exactly.
We don't accept that from you
exactly.
yet.
Exactly. You ain't got enough, brother. You ain't got enough years under your belt yet. So like, it's like, I think that's what a lot of them came down to. Came down to like, it just people that got tired of him and they was ready to get rid of him anyway.
Well,
I think his streams dropped down like 700%.
Yeah.
After that.
And another thing, man, because y'all know I'm conspiracy, man. And I saw a lot of people debating whether it was just like a dude off the street just hating, somebody just hating on him, as opposed to whether it's like really like government conspired or something of that nature. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think it's strictly hate.
You think it's hate?
Yeah.
See, this is how I look at it. Just from my, I don't know who's behind it or if anybody was behind it. It could have just been a dude that just got mad, like they say, the story goes. But to me, if you shoot somebody, then you leave out, and then you come back and like shoot them that many more times and then kick them, it's like you was making sure he was dead.
Like if somebody put you up to make sure.
Yeah, this wasn't like, oh, I got mad and I shot him, now I'm trying to get out of here before the police call.
Yeah.
Like, I'm making sure this dude is
You're gonna
dead.
Have time to do this.
Yeah.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So and the thing is, like, he could have been doing it on the streets, but somebody said he had been like arrested before.
Yeah, they say he was he just got out of jail from telling on somebody.
Yeah.
Like he was snitched or said something to somebody or something like that, and then he tried to come there. And see, that's what's crazy, because the reason why I say I think it's just one of them things, like, because nobody knew Nip was going to be there at that time.
Right.
He didn't even, he just got up and left his house because he had a homeboy just got out of jail. He was going to get him right, you know what I'm saying, clothes and all that stuff right there, get him right, and he wasn't even supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So it's like, random, and then you got this guy that's from the hood, from the neighborhood. So you know what I'm saying. So you like, he probably just see, oh man, he going. You're like, bro, nah, you ain't supposed to even be around here. And he took that the wrong way.
Yeah.
When he got his gun, shot the man, and then they said Nip was still talking to him when he shot him the first time. That's why. And he came back and shot him again.
Mm.
You know. So
either way, though, it's a tough loss for
the
hip hop community, just the world in general, because.
Yeah.
Dude was doing like a lot of positive stuff out here. And a lot of people talk it, but he was really living it.
Yeah.
And it's tough to lose somebody that you know is like really uplifting your community that way.
The energy he put out there, like, it was just. And like, it's, I hate to say it, but it seemed like it's going, the message got stronger when he died. If you think about, like, who many people was listening to Nipsey before he died and not after he died.
Yeah.
Like, Kodak streams were down 700%. Nipsey streams were up 300%.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, that happens, man. Just whenever somebody die, we run out to get the music because we trying to get that nostalgia back, that feeling back from.
And then, like, I think a lot of people like find out for now, like firsthand, they never listen, and now they hear, like, damn, this dude really was on some other type of level. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's certain music that's gonna be around forever.
Yeah,
I mean, certain music that's gonna be easy to digest, it's gonna be gone. It's easy to digest. Like, you know, hit here, then it's gone. Some music will never die. And I think he has music that will never die. It's always going to be bits and pieces. You can, like, I could listen to an album right now and be done with it in a month. But this album, I still ain't stopped listening to the Victory Lap album.
Yeah.
And it came out last year in February. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, some stuff is just not easily put down.
And I heard somebody say this, man. They said the worst part of his death is that we know it's not the last one.
Oh, yeah.
And when he said that, I was like, man, he right.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to be the last one. And the problem, this is the problem that I have, and I may be part of the problem as well, because if you're not part of the solution, then I guess you're part of the problem.
Mm.
The problem that I have with it is that everybody, as soon as somebody dies, like, oh, he was doing this for the community. We need to come together, stop the violence. We need to support black businesses and black entertainers. I'm like, y'all ain't doing none of this shit. You know what I mean? Y'all won't worry about that before that man got killed.
Yeah,
then
yeah.
After he's dead, then it's like all this come out. And I'm like, man, y'all always talking this, and then you like.
And then let it give a couple months.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't really want no revolution.
Get back on the bullshit.
Because, see, I'm a history guy, and I know throughout the course of history, if you just study history, every real revolution, it came with some bloodshed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not ready to shed your blood, because, see, who's going to be the next one? Because, see, Malcolm's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Garvey's gone.
Uh-huh.
Machiavelli gone. Martin's gone. You know what I mean? Like, who's going to step up? Because those guys was willing to die for it. Muhammad Ali, those guys was willing to put their life on the line.
Career, money, everything on the line. Like, you can see Nip was putting his own money into this thing. He was putting his own resources into it. So, it's like, who, like, all these guys, they got, there's plenty of guys who got way more money than he do. And, like, I see Jay-Z, what he doing on a scale of, you know, where he at, like, putting money into the him and Meek got trying to restructure the social justice, you know.
The prison reform stuff.
Yeah, the prison reform system and all that kind of things like that. But, like, that's, like, You gotta have, like, it's how many rappers out here supposedly got money to talk about how much money they got?
Right.
Like, how many actually doing something with the money besides buying cars, jewelry, women purses, talking about who women they gonna take? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many doing something like that?
Right.
Like, so that made either question that your sincerity when you actually talk about like that, or you just ain't got no damn money like you act like you do.
Yeah. And we talk about the other stuff. Man, you know what? We swept under the rug that happened. I think it's been a couple of years now, maybe. Akon, when he financed Africa.
Oh, you talking about the powers?
He brought power to over 1 million people in Africa. And I saw an interview. He was talking about it. He was like, man, when I went to this organization, I was trying to get this loan. They gave me $1 billion. He was like, yeah, I'm rich. Mm-hmm. He was like, but I know what I got to do with the money.
Yeah.
And he said, what did you learn from having $1 billion? He said, how far $1 billion really goes. When you're trying to do something like that, it doesn't go a long way.
Yeah.
And you think about $1 billion, what all we would do with $1 billion, but just trying to bring something like electricity to people, and that
something
many that's people.
Something that we take for granted.
Something like, that we take for granted. That many people, he said $1 billion, like, it just evaporated so quick. And he said he really needed way more than that to do what he wanted to do. But he was able to help 1 million people with it, though. You know what I mean?
So that never had power before.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But, like, I think that's what – and like, what Nip was doing was – I think what Tupac left off, Nip took up what he left off. Like, Tupac was talking about it. And he said in an interview, like, he said, if I don't do it, I want to spark the mind of the person that's going to do it.
Right.
And you hear Nipsey talking in the interview. He's like, Tupac was one of his biggest inspirations. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, then he said, like, you know, so I think, like, with that being, like, and what Nipsey did, he opened up another – like somebody else out there saying that what he was doing is gonna, you know, saying go from where he started. Like that. What happened to black people in America ain't gonna be done over and over. Like, we was in slavery 400 years. We ain't been free from slavery nowhere near that time. You get what I'm saying? So it's not gonna be something that just
ain't gonna happen overnight.
You know what I'm saying? Especially with the type of then going through all the other stuff, the civil rights movement, the Jim Crow era, like all these things are here, the redlining and things like that, that still systematically exist. You get what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a while before you can, but it's gotta start from somewhere.
Yeah.
It can't be just like, okay, it's not gonna happen, or, you know, everybody has to do their part. Hmm. You know, whether it's learning and doing better as a person and showing your kids how to do it. You know what I mean? Teaching them how to structure, how to lead by example, like, you know, morally, and you know what I'm saying? Like, just do things morally right. Like, I see so much stuff I be watching. Like, I mean, one day I was at this thing, I can't say exactly where I was at, but a bunch of kids, and I seen how a chick was talking to her son. He was probably, the son could be no more 2 or 3. And how she just was speaking to him like, motherfucker, this shit. I'm like,
yeah, you got a long way to go.
Like, come on, man. Like, that's a little 2-year-old. Like, you see what you're doing to him?
Right.
Like, when he gets 10 more years for him, like, 10 more years, he going to be doing that to you. You get what I'm saying? Like, and guess who we're going to learn it from?
Right.
You. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's why we got to do better, man. That's just.
We do got to do better.
We got to do better, but, man.
And I also want to tell people, man, like, just because a rapper rap about certain things, it don't mean they're a bad person. Like, you don't condemn Denzel when he killed 24 people in Man on Fire.
Yeah.
But like, man, this is why we got murders in the country, because Denzel out here showing people how to kill. I'm like, no, man, so rap is just entertainment. Like, somebody was, when I posted recently about Cardi B and what she had did, like, she was drugging. I was like, she really admitted to drugging men and stealing money from him, stealing belongings from him.
Mm.
And they try to say, well, rappers rap about, Jay-Z and Biggie rap about robbing people all the time. I say, it's a difference between rapping about it and when you actually really. I say, rappers rap about killing people and stuff all the time. I say, how many have they actually really killed, though?
Let me tell you the difference between Cardi B and, say, like a Kodak Black. People love Cardi B.
Yeah, they love her. She's the biggest artist in the country.
They tolerate Kodak Black. So if I love somebody, I got to find a reason to continue loving her. It's the same thing with R. Kelly. If I love his music, I got to find a reason. Well, maybe they lying. I got to find a reason to not dislike this. If I love Trump, I got to find a reason why he's telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if I tolerate you, I get rid of you.
And life is full of double standards.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the double standards
selective
is
morality is the
and one of the double standards is women can get away with things that men cannot.
Exactly.
Had that been a male rapper, had that been Gucci Mane or T.I. talking about
drugging a woman.
You know what? I was gonna meet this woman for sex. But before we had sex, I just drugged her and took all her stuff.
Ross just said that put Molly all in the champagne. She didn't even know. They get them out of here.
They ran at me. I was like, you know, that's entertainment. Not saying it's right,
yeah,
but it's entertainment. Yeah. Like, if he admitted to really doing this,
yeah,
that's something different. Like, if Cardi was just rapping, she was doing stuff. I mean, it's different. But she came out and admitted she was real, like, drugging people. And everybody was, like, trying to compare her to R. Kelly and Bill Cosby. I'm like, I wish we can get out of this culture to where, oh, Cardi B did this, but what about Bill Cosby? What about R. Kelly? Or Trump did this, but what about Joe Biden? You know what I mean? Like, why can't we just take everything for what it is?
Every situation at its own.
Stop comparing Cardi B to R. Kelly to Bill Cosby. We compare Cardi B to Cardi B. She drugged men. She stole watches, stole money from them. That's a violation. Listen, you drugged me? I don't care what you do after that, man. You violate my body or violate you go in my pocket, I'm coming to find you.
Yeah.
Like, we got some problems. You know what I mean? I don't see any difference.
And then obviously the new dude, you know, like I say, what they was conspiring was an illegal act anyway, because they really was paying for sex. You know what I'm saying?
And a few people said that, like, well, they was paying for sex, so they got what they deserved.
You know what I'm saying? So they couldn't go to the police, like, hey, I was trying to, you know, knock this chick off. I was gonna pay her, but you know, she ended up drugging me and robbing me. So, you know, that'd be a lot. It's like robbing a drug dealer. Like, what you gonna tell them? What you gonna tell the police? They stole my drugs? You know? You can't do it. But see, that's what Jay-Z and them were talking about. Like, that's what somebody, like, I robbed a dope boy. He got his drugs.
All right.
And I'm gonna sell them as my own. So.
And it's a difference. Like, to me, not saying either one is right. Like, if you sell drugs and I willingly buy them from you, I made a choice.
Exactly.
But you drug me, man?
If I had a vending machine with drugs in it, how many people that do own drugs will go buy from that vending machine?
Yeah.
So, am I wrong?
Boy, you put Frito-Lay out of business, bro. Frito-Lay out of business.
That vending machine was stay empty. You get what I'm saying? Like, am I wrong? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were going to buy it anyway. I just said that. I just supplied the demand. You know?
Supply and demand.
Like, Philip Morris been making money for years off killing folks.
And they tell you on the side of the
they
pack.
They tell you right there. Bold letters. Right there. There you go. You will die smoking these months. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't care, man.
But, you know, marijuana?
Yeah.
Ain't never seen nobody die from marijuana.
Nah.
Never heard of it.
Tiger Woods back on the winning ways now, man. He got that green jacket back on today.
Yeah.
They showed, like, the last time he won the Masters, his dad was still alive, and he held his dad, and they showed, like, his son, and they said his son wasn't even alive the last time he had won the Masters, like, won a major, and his son looked like he probably maybe 10 now, something like that. Damn. It's been a while, man, and he's probably had the hardest fall from grace that we have ever seen in an athlete.
Let me see. And come back?
Come back or just
fall from grace.
Just fall from grace.
I don't know about fall from grace, period.
When he fell off, he fell off.
Yeah, but
he didn't win, like, for a long time. Yeah. And I know golf is a different sport. It's harder to win. But this man wasn't even in contention. Like, he wasn't even good at one point.
Yeah.
He wasn't even, like, competing. Like,
Derrick Rose. You don't think Derrick Rose had him?
No, it's not like Tiger.
Not like Tiger.
It's a different Tiger because Tiger is such an iconic figure for us.
Yeah, true that.
Derrick Rose was good.
Yeah.
He had injuries. Tiger just, like, as soon as they came out with that scandal with the women and stuff, man.
Yeah.
And the woman.
Kobe?
Kobe came back, though. Kobe came back, bro.
Kobe came back, dog. Yeah.
Colorado Kobe came back.
Hold on. Boy. Mike Vick.
Vick came back. The only athlete I know that had $200 million contracts. He went to jail, got out, and still got another $100 million. You don't. That's a comeback. Now, his game might didn't come all the way back,
but
that was a comeback.
Come on, Vic.
Now Tiger, we'll see. But he's also getting older. I don't think he's probably gonna win much more.
You don't think so?
No, he's
how old is Phil Mickelson?
Probably mid-40s, maybe.
He is. I thought he was older than that.
Okay. Maybe late 40s now. I don't know. But Tiger, what, like 42, 43, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Tyga. So I mean, I don't know how long left he got to really be like, because these young kids coming too, man, in golf.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got a green jacket.
He had a good run, man. Tyga had a good run. He had a Buick.
Tiger Woods,
Buick commercial. You know what I'm saying? He had a good run.
Yeah, he had a good run till he ran right in that tree. Old girl came out there and bust that window, but I said, boy, she came out and bust a window.
Boy.
I said,
see, what anybody said about her?
Yeah.
That's domestic violence. That's abuse right there on the man.
And they say she came out to try to, like, get him out the car. Nah,
she was after that boy.
She was after Tiger.
Yeah, the 4-iron ready him, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. She ain't had no pistol. She had another kind of steel.
You know, Tiger would say he wasn't black at one time. Say he was Cabin Nation or something like that.
Yeah,
so,
I've seen that.
He so we quick. We bring a Tiger back to the fold now.
He's on a probation period.
Probation.
Yeah, he's on a probation period.
Tiger, you get one pass to the barbecue.
if you don't do right this time,
you is canceled for good. Ain't no coming back this time, Tiger.
Oh boy, yeah, definitely, yeah. We're gonna review your membership. Yeah. We're going to review that right there. But,
man, you're not in the Game of Thrones, man. I wish you was in Game of Thrones.
Give me a premise of the Game of Thrones. I don't know. That's how I never got into it. I don't understand what is it about.
Oh, man, we ain't got enough time, man. Look at her. You done missed like 7 seasons.
Yeah.
But really, I mean.
I got On Demand. I can go back.
You can go watch it on Demand. I was binge watching it all weekend trying to spiritually prepare myself for what's happening.
What time does it come on tonight?
8 o'clock, man.
I'm trying to keep you here at 8:15.
Yeah. Boy,
you hear that noise?
It took me a minute to catch on what he was saying. I finna hit you with that snaggle puss. Y'all remember snaggle puss? It's it. Stage left.
Oh, boy.
It's a stage left on you, my man. Boy, I got to get up out of here. We got a little watch party tonight, matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't tell you about the location, but
I couldn't pull up because I wouldn't know what.
Yeah, we got a little watch party, man. I invited a few people. Some of them said they come, and some said they can't because they got kids and stuff, man.
Okay, that's a big thing. I said 1 billion people. Most people watching the game.
Yeah, like 1.5 billion. That's like,
and it's like the first episode.
That's like Super Bowl level, and it's just an episode on HBO.
First episode, right?
Yeah,
that's
first
crazy.
Episode. They ain't got but 6 left.
How more power come back on? We'll talk.
Power's pretty good too,
power's
man.
Fine. I like power. I can get to power. I gotta understand. I don't understand the premise of Game of Thrones. I think that's why I just never really got into it. So
yeah.
That's it on that one.
That's it on that one.
Yeah.
Tune in. Tune in next week for your next podcast.
Yeah, I gotta get to the Game of Thrones, man.
It's a bunch of different families. It's hard to break it down. But it's like different.
I mean,
families.
Give me an overall premise of Game of Thrones.
All right, the kings, the original kings of the thrones died. The original family, the Targaryen family died, and so you have this family over here, Lannister's family. Then you have the Stark family fighting for. It's like 4 or 5 different families all fighting for the throne, and everybody just maneuvering, trying to fight with each other and siding with each other. Then you got this girl coming in. She got some dragons, man. She got a big ass army coming behind her, man. You got brothers and sisters on there in love with each other. It's wild or not. Like, it's a wild show, but, man, listen, you got folks killing folks, man. We got a Deadpool going. We're going to see he's going to get killed every week.
Oh, so y'all got like a little
Deadpool going on. Yeah, me and some of my folks.
Who
going
to die?
Yeah. Because they got some major characters, man. Like, and then in the midst of it all, between the families fighting each other to get to the throne, you got this army of the dead. And they don't give a damn about none of the families. They just gonna kill everybody. It's the army of the dead. They call it the White Walkers, and you know what I mean? So what's gonna happen is all these families are gonna be fighting each other, all these armies. Then the army of the dead finna come up. And then they're gonna all have to fight with each other to fight the army of the dead. Cause now they realize as progressed through the season, it was like this fight for the throne is meaningless. You got these people, the army of the dead, they coming to wipe all of us out. There will be no ruler of the throne. You know what I mean? They just gonna wipe everybody out.
That sounds serious.
Yeah. Oh, it's serious. 1.5 billion people watching it tonight. Serious. Well, I will be one of them.
Maybe one day I get into it, man. I find the time to just watch. And like I have a selective way of watching TV shows, especially on Netflix. Like I don't binge watch. Like, no. I line up all, I'm saying, don't, just, trust me, you'll love it. You'll love it. That's what I do. I take 10 shows, uh-huh. line them all up, and I watch one after the other. Like, just like you watch the TV, and one show come out the other, that's how I watch mine.
See, man, I need to focus on one thing. I'm the exact opposite, man.
If I get caught up in one show, I get tired of it. And I won't want to watch it. So if I keep watching everything,
I can guarantee if you was in the Game of Thrones, you would never get tired of it. Man, I got my friends right now posting on Facebook. And see, every after every episode on Sunday, I will always do a forum on Monday. have a little Facebook forum. Man, that thing be like 200, 300 comments long. And you'll see tomorrow. And look at my page. It thing gonna be 200, 300 comments long, boy. We've been waiting on this for a year and a half. Listen, they've been filming this thing. It's so serious, bro. It's so serious. It's a battle scene in here. They say it's the longest battle on cinematic film ever. There was a fight scene on Lord of the Rings, in the second Lord of the Rings, and this one surpassed it. That's the longest fight scene. They say it's like 55 minutes, just nothing but fighting.
And they gonna put all that in one episode?
I don't know if it's going to all be in one episode or it's going to carry over to another episode. But they hour-long episodes, so I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it. But they said it took them over 50 days to film this one fight scene. That's how serious it is. Listen, man, when I tell you Game of Thrones is something serious, it's something serious, bro. It's the best show of all time. It's the biggest smiles of shows. Or the Jay-Z or the Rakim or Tupac or whoever you got at the top. Game of Thrones is the GOAT.
It's the last season of it.
Last season, man. It's bittersweet.
How many episodes on this?
They only got six episodes this season. See,
only six?
Yeah. The first six seasons had 10 episodes. Yeah. I think season seven had 7 episodes or 8 episodes. And this one only has 6. Now, some of them are going to be a little longer than an hour, though.
So they bring y'all down that high. Like,
yeah, they bring us down. They bring us down. Yeah, I don't know what HBO going to do with their subscriptions after this.
Game of Thrones, they got something else to back it up, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. They said they're coming out with some prequels, though.
Based off the, they're going to do that.
Yeah, when I told you the original family that died and everybody fight for the throne, they said now they're going to do a prequel with the original family.
Oh, the one that died.
Yeah, so they're going to do some prequels of that. So
yeah, about like Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad or, what's another episode show that they did that? Like Breaking Bad had a knock, what was Better Call Saul. And that's like a tap off of Breaking Bad and, you know, stuff like that right there. I see nothing like that there. But, you know, I'm just not, like I said, I just never ever got into it, so I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, you know, good luck tonight on whoever dies. You know? Oh,
man. man, listen, man. I've been trying to prepare myself emotionally, spiritually, physically. Man, I've been meditating, man. I've been drinking my water. Cause I feel some kind of way, man.
No, come on, really?
Yeah, it's gonna be some serious tonight, man. I can't
wait. Let me see what time it is. Let me see if I can keep you a little longer.
It's it. Stage.
Nah, it ain't nothing.
It's it. Stage left.
I know I ain't gonna be that.
And then you got the NBA playoffs, all that going on, man. And
that's right. That's Nick. I watched some of the Raptors in Orlando. Raptors got the ass whooped.
Yeah, first playoffs without LeBron James.
LeBron making a movie, man. He ain't studying.
Yeah, LeBron, he only came to Hollywood for that, though.
He making a movie. Yeah. He doing some other stuff.
I think he probably sabotaged the season, my conspiracy brain. I think he sabotaged the season so he can have the offseason to film that Space Jam. He got that new Space Jam coming out.
That's where the money going to be at, though. He's like, yeah, I can, you know. basketball money, cool.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
This movie money going to be there.
I know what's going on.
Yeah. You know, that's cool, though. Shout out to LeBron, man.
Yeah.
I heard his school's like surpassed like expectations.
Yeah, which is, I mean, if you got that kind of investment in it, you got to make sure that it's up to par. So I'm pretty sure they got like the best teachers, man, the best, you know, probably tutors, everything. So, but I mean, you have to keep it to that level. So I give a shout out to him, man, and, you know, because it ain't easy to run no school, man, I have to imagine.
I bet, yeah, for real.
Oh, yeah, I want to tell y'all something else, man. This new app, Profoundly Me.
Profoundly Me, what
the heck? Everybody been posting, it's like anonymous app on Facebook where you can ask people questions and you can be anonymous. So, man, it's amazing what people will ask you when they know that you can't figure out who they are.
Word?
Yeah. I done seen some people post some stuff, man. I'm like, man.
I was wondering what that was. I seen somebody doing it.
It's amazing what folks will ask you when you have no clue who they are, man. Everybody feel good, boy. that thirst come all out, boy. It ain't like when you
don't got hit with a couple of them questions, though.
Oh yeah, I'd post a few of.
Oh, like oh, give us some, give elaborate. Let's see what we're talking about here. Let's go to take if I get on this.
I keep it light for y'all. But one of them was like, "You sexy AF." If I was single, I'd be in your inbox every day. I was like, well, you know.
You ain't single, but hey.
Well, you know you miss 100% of the shots you never shoot. Old African proverb.
Hey, okay. That's
I think I heard Peter Parker say one time, with great booty comes great responsibility. Really? So all you fine
Spider-Man,
all you fine females who are weary and heavy burdened.
Next week, we're going to, whatever you ask this week, we're going to read it out next week.
Uh-oh. Hey, yeah. Y'all hit me up on this.
Yeah,
on this
app. We're going to read it out next week. I want to see what this is going to be like.
I'm going to ask it then. We'll talk about it next week. Same do right time. Same do right channel.